Life with Liz, 1 hour at a time, bringing you lively, witty, and insightful discussion on family life stages, choices, and challenges, as well as current issues and events. All of Liz's discussion is rooted in her life experience as a businesswoman, wife, and mother, having lived and raised her family internationally. Life with Liz, 1 hour at a time. And now your host, Liz Gabert.
Mr. Skip Murphy. Mr. Skip Murphy is the co-owner, co-founder of Granite Grok. And I want to welcome you this morning, Mr. Skip, and also wish you a belated happy birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Just always use my proper pronouns, which are His Majesty and My Royal Highness.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
We can hey, look, the left wants to set the new rules. Play along.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, happy birthday. You know, I want folks to go to Granite Grok with a K.com because my Lord, your writing is great. And I tell you what, I didn't know that you were such a Mr. Softy, Skip, because the blog you wrote about your birthday was quite touching, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
It was funny. It was funny. You're always funny. But it was very thoughtful and quite touching. And I really mean that. And I'm kind of impressed with you. You're a bigger softie than I would have thought. But anyway, happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. And so are you ready for just some rapid stuff before we get into the big kahuna?
Sure.
Okay.
Fire away.
Okay, ready,
this
ready.
This is what I always do with the lefties, so you can fire at me.
There we go. Okay, Skip Murphy, here we go. All right, so how about that puppy torturing, killing COVID Dr. Anthony Fauci I was doing so well. Mengele. What?
Oh, the German doctor?
The German doctor that killed
and
tortured so many people. Mengele. I got it.
Mengele.
It's Mengele. Sorry. Okay. How about that guy? Do you know about this?
I do. I studied World War II very intensely.
Oh, forget Mengele. What I'm asking you about, Skip, do you know about the puppy torturing? We got a bad connection here. It is not a great connection.
We do.
Today, but
we will struggle through.
Okay.
Yeah, I had heard about it. I haven't done that much research on it, but you know, it seems to be ever present that this guy always seems to have an alibi and a deflection for every. We didn't pay for the gain of function in Wuhan lab. Yeah, that came out. Oh, we're kind. We'd never do the dog thing. Oops, that came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, These people all seem to think they're all Baghdad Bob.
Absolutely.
And that they can say whatever they want
or do whatever
always
they
get
want.
Away with it.
Or do whatever they want, because what this man did is horrifying, absolutely horrifying. And he is being questioned about this. I mean, this man, tortured and killed beagle puppies. And this was in Africa, by the way. So you'll have to follow up on that one. I bet you can write a whopper on that. It's horrible. That's why I called him, Dr. Anthony Fauci Mengele. Will follow up one day. And for folks who don't know who this man was, you'll be horrified. But okay, I got another one for you. Well, you already did it. You already addressed it. Happy belated National Pronoun Day. Okay, we'll move on from
and
that
remember,
one.
Remember, every time you say hi to me when I come on the air, you must use my pronoun.
Okay, repeat them so I get it.
His Royal Majesty.
Yep.
And My Excellency or something.
Okay,
to that
I'll
effect.
Do that. Okay, thank you. All right, moving on. How about that Mr. Second Amendment guy, Alec Baldwin, that clown? Might I ask first, though, are you a Second Amendment guy? Are you a gun-toting kind of guy?
I carry all the time.
Okay. What say you about Mr. I mean, high and mighty elitist sicko Alec Baldwin.
Well, you know, I just read a Kurt Schlichter column on Town Hall, and I think he nailed it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows a bigger problem. There are a lot of us who say, hey, you know, we have to be gracious in this. Somebody died. Somebody got really hurt. We shouldn't take it out on him because, as the Bible says, we are to love our enemies. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it does get very hard because this guy's been an anti-gunner and a mocker of those of us who do value all of the Bill of Rights amendments, including the Second Amendment. And as I just said, the left keeps setting new rules and forgetting about our old norms. So, yeah, mockery is in full play, and while I haven't written anything just yet, he is self-deserving because here he is wanting to take guns out of everybody's hands. What I have read is that gun that was used was his gun. It's not a prop gun.
Oh,
it was
no,
his
I hadn't
gun.
Heard that one.
But
that it was his gun. Okay.
Yeah, but the safety issues are is that the crew was using it for target
yes.
practice and otherwise fooling around before that scene, and the armorer, who was a very young lady, didn't check it properly. Now, that's on her, but it's also on Baldwin because any good gun owner knows
that's right.
you don't accept somebody's word. You never point a gun at anybody that
that's
you
right.
don't wish to destroy.
That's right.
And you always check, is it loaded? Is it chambered? Is there a full or partial mag in there before you do anything? And in that movie, he was going to point the gun. He failed to observe basic gun safety. And, you know, given what his political inclination is, pour on the mockery. They want to use that against us, then we get to use it on him. And I have no pity for him whatsoever. I hope he gets the full measure of having just murdered somebody, whether it was accidental or not.
Yep.
He pulled the trigger.
Yep.
Somebody died. He accountable.
Absolutely. I think there is such a thing as voluntary or involuntary manslaughter, is there not?
The latter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, involuntary, thank you. Yeah. And we shall see. He is, you know, part of the elitist blah, 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 so he thinks. And I don't think anything's going to come of it personally, but I just wanted to hear what you had to say, so thank you for that. All right. Are you ready for the big kahuna?
Sure. Lay it on me, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
What are your pronouns, by the way?
Mine?
Yes.
Drop dead gorgeous.
Kind,
caring,
kind,
majestic.
I'll settle for the gorgeous.
Okay. How about, okay. Kind, caring, majestic, born and raised Texan. Does that work?
Yeah.
What?
Now starting to reach the thousands that we'd have to memorize. I basically tell the left, yeah, up yours.
Okay.
Be done with
it. I know. That was on the spot for me, and I didn't do as well as you. Okay. All right. So are you ready? Here we go. All right. The big kahuna. So you've got an article out there on graniteGrockwithak.com, and it's entitled, "So You Thought This Takeover of the States by Contract is Something New? I learned something." And so let me just real quickly preface this with that. You in this blog are saying that the state of New Hampshire is not and has not been for a very long time a sovereign state, that our state constitution is irrelevant. These are your words, that local control is an illusion, that in the home of the brave and the land of the free, we have made ourselves slaves. Okay, so
yes,
and so isn't this crazy talk, Mr. Skip Murphy? Isn't all of this just right-wing conspiracy theory? Why are you being so radical and causing such trouble? Why are you rocking the boat and spouting off misinformation and lies? Go.
Well, I rock the boat because it's fun. But it's fun with a purpose.
Okay.
Actually, I'm not being a rabble-rouser. I'm pointing out actual legal points.
Yes, you are.
Because states fall into two different categories, home rule states and Dillon's rule states. Home rule state says that any subdivision of the state, like a town or a city or a school board, can make up whatever they want as long as they don't violate state or federal law. That's real local control. New Hampshire isn't one of those kinds of states. We are a Dillon's rule state, which means subdivisions of the states, towns, school boards, cities, can only do those things for which there is, quote, enabling or authorizing legislation. In other words, the legislature has to have passed a law, otherwise known as an RSA, that gives them that power. Local towns can only do certain numbers of things, so can school boards. There's a lot of stuff that they want to do, but they can't because they're not authorized to, which means that even though we tout local control here in New Hampshire, we really don't, because it's the state controls everything. You get a little bit of leeway, but only in which the RSAs that pertain to that group allow. So we kind of delude ourselves, or really, our school systems are not really teaching basic civics here in New Hampshire. Otherwise, people would know that went to school here. But we all seem to, you know, hey, we've got local control. No, you don't. So getting back to the contract yep. part of this. The contract, we've had a number of articles with the $27 million that was supposed to be for COVID here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And somebody noticed, oh, look, strings attached. And I've been saying strings attached for years.
Yes.
For instance, the band gazebo in Guilford, if we tore it down, we'd have to pay all that money that the federal government gave to us back in the mid-70s with interest. That strings attached. That is going to be a permanent fixture forever.
Yep.
With this COVID thing, it basically, if it was signed by the Executive Council and Governor Sununu, it accepts the concept and the clauses, the strings attached, that now the federal government can tell us what to do when it comes to vaccines and COVID treatment. I've outlined the three different parts of that on Granite Rock. So have many other people mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And it basically says, oh, we'll sell out our New Hampshire Constitution for $27 million. Oh, what I found out earlier, even though that effort was rebuffed, we've been the governor and the Executive Council have been signing similar contracts for lesser money with the same clauses that they get to tell us what to do no matter what, and voiding our New Hampshire Constitution in some cases mm-hmm. for months, maybe yeah. years. So here's our 30 silver shekels paid by the federal government to take over the state government. And one person, his name is David Werner, did a really good recounting of this long form of basically saying they've just the administration, the Biden administration, has just voided all the constitutional and congressional processes in crafting legislation that would try to impose on this, at which time the 10th Amendment would pop up because the federal government doesn't have such powers.
Right.
At least in the Constitution. We all know how it has overreached. But this signing of contracts or taking over local control, even at the state level, by simply contracting is really pernicious because, you know, for instance, Biden has the power to have an executive order to tell all the military they have to get vaxxed. Well, he also said any contractors to the military must also have their employees vaxxed.
Yeah,
and then all of their subcontractors
right.
as well.
So can I jump
wherever
in just
they
real
are?
Quick? Let me jump in. You
sure.
know, so my husband. Well, I got. Well, anyway, somebody I know. Oops. Works for Keurig Coffee, and
okay.
they now are being mandated by a certain time. I guess it's public knowledge. I can say by a certain date to all be vaccinated. And that is Keurig Dr. Pepper, by the way, big company. And their reasoning is that they are a subcontractor to the government. They provide you know, coffee, Dr. Pepper, blah, 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 to, you know, indirectly to the federal government. So they are a subcontractor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the gamut is huge, what this can cover, right?
And what most people don't also understand is while he can do an executive order for government employees, of which the military is a component of that, he doesn't have the power to push that down. Now, when Biden made that announcement a little while ago, what he was intimating is that it was an executive order. Well, it wasn't. It was supposed to be an emergency order by OSHA for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Well, that rule still hasn't gone through, but everybody thinks it's already in place.
That's right.
Well, when Biden said it, it was a done deal.
Yeah, press conference, right? Yeah.
Press conference. Yep. And before it can take effect, it takes about 3 months for such a rule to go through, even if it is an emergency one. And we're only a month from that press conference. Yeah. So all of these companies are jumping all over this.
That's
and
right.
We're seeing the results of this. The Epic Times just had a long piece post about, well, now it's going to hit all the truck drivers.
Yes.
Over 80,000 truckers short already in the United States.
That's right.
A big part of this supply chain snafu is due to that.
That's right.
And now you're hearing lots of truckers saying, screw that,
I'm not
going to take that. So when you see your grocery store shelves all bare or your Walmart shelves all bare, you can thank unions for not putting in the overtime, but you can thank a lot of truckers through Biden that have said, I'm not going to do this. We're starting to see Irish democracy coming back into vogue.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I tell you, I had placed an order to a florist last week online, and I got a call that left a message this morning that they could not fill the order, which was supposed to be filled today and go out, you know, some flowers, because of the supply chain issue. And that's a florist, right? And so, man, I'll tell you what, in my humble opinion, we ain't seen nothing yet. Ain't seen nothing yet in terms of, gas prices. Because, you know, it's really horrifying, the thought of what is to come potentially. And so because of the, you know, the tyranny that we're seeing, you know, I think federally and statewide as well throughout the states, right?
I think the nation is being cloward pivoned, and perhaps at some point I can explain what that is, but it's basically a theory of overwhelming a system till it breaks, and then somebody with nefarious ideas, oh, we'll fix it for you. This was a socialist plot that nearly took New York City out.
Yes.
I can't believe how much has gone wrong in 9 months.
Yes.
It can't be just utter stupidity in a lot of cases.
No.
And when you see all of this happening all at once, with every single system we have and every single institution we have in the United States failing all at once, this is well beyond coincidence.
Absolutely.
And,
I agree.
You know me. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I try to dig.
I was kidding with you in the beginning.
I know. But, you know, a rational person has to say at some point,
absolutely,
who am I going to believe, the Biden administration or my lying eyes?
Yeah, something, it just, to be continued, right? Okay, Mr. Skip Murphy of GraniteGrok.com with a K, thank you for joining me this fine Monday morning, and I look forward to to talking to you again in 2 weeks.
Very good. I always enjoy being on and thankful for the opportunity.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.